Welcome back to another episode of Clash at the Roundtable. I'm your host, Ro. And today, man, we ain't got really much nothing. NFL season just kicked off just the other day. Those who didn't watch it or was under a rock, I don't know what the hell y'all had going on. But Detroit Lions took on the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, Detroit won 21-20. Few takeaways from the game, and I'm going to be honest with you. Go over some stats real quick. Over 368 total yards for Detroit, 70 total plays, 19 first downs, time possession, 32.38. Kansas City with over 316 yards, total plays, run 62, first down 17, 27.22 of controlling the ball, time of possession. Rush attempts for, you know, Detroit, 34. They averaged just under, like, 3.5 yards per carry for 118 yards. We already know that Kansas City wasn't really – it's not really a run-first team or run-heavy team. Over 90 yards rushing, 23 attempts. Passing, let's go for the passing – which that's where Kansas City really excels at, in my opinion. Over for passing yards for over 226 yards, 21 for 39 for Patrick Mahomes, 5.8 yards per pass and with an interception as well. Didn't really get sacked, no yardage loss, or whatever the case may be for him in general. When we look at... My bad. When we look at Goff, over 250 passing yards, 22 for 35, averaging 6.9 per passing yard, zero interceptions, and got sacked, lost 3 yards, if I ain't mistaken, with that. Third down efficiency, both teams kind of was ass on third downs, which... that's kind of expected when you're kicking off a season. Both teams only converted, Detroit from 5 for 15, Kansas City 5 for 14. Really not, I'll be honest with you, third down really wasn't those teams' specialties. But let's go ahead and get into this game, you know, outside of stats. Honestly, from Kansas City, you can see that with Patrick, you can almost see that that he didn't have his trusted weapons. And, I mean, last year you could make the case for them where it's like, all right, well, you know, you lose Tyreek, you still have Travis Kelce, you have Juju Smith, you have Vontaze, I want to say. And it was another receiver that's in New York. I can't really recall his name off the top of the dome right now. But, you know, I'd say the receiving core for this year, you know, going into this first game, you already knew that it was going to be kind of, I want to say up in the air, but there's a good chance that they was going to, you know, take a back seat in a sense. But a lot of people think like, oh, well, you know, we got Patrick Mahomes, so that we'll be able to cover up, you know, the misfortunes and stuff like that. But let's be fair. Sometimes you can't. You know, yeah, you have a good quarterback, but sometimes you can't really those wide receivers, they do play a part. I don't care what anybody say. You know, wide receivers do play a part in the game plans and stuff like that, whereas catching the ball and all that stuff. When we look at the wide receivers, that interception that Pat threw, look, it wasn't even much on Pat. Like, it was on Tony. Like, Tony throughout the night, I'm not even saying I was shocked, but of his talents and speed, you would think that he would play a bigger role or he would be that spark that team needed. And honestly, throughout the whole game, far as him goes, like, you miss a wide open catch that could have arguably went for a touchdown, then you had a ball in your hands, and then somehow, some way, it goes into a Lions defender hand, you know, and it's mind-boggling that they gave up what they gave up, and you're a former first-round pick, and arguably you're not delivering what the Kansas City need. Like, you would expect that, hey, with Travis Kelce out, you're going to step up, or, you know, Marcus will step up, but neither one of y'all stepped up. Hell, really, the whole receiving core really didn't step up. And I wouldn't say, like, oh, well, you know, I'm too surprised by that. But arguably, this is going to be if, and I'll say this, if Travis Kelce is going to be out for a length of time, this is what the new reality of Kansas City is going to look like. You're going to have to find some type of offense to help Patrick, because Patrick can't do it by himself. And if you think that he can, yeah, he's Patrick Mahomes, but hell, even Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Drew Brees, and so many other great quarterbacks of this generation, the 21st century generation, they had wide receivers, whether it was, you're a subpar wide receiver, you know, or you're a great wide receiver. They had somebody that they could throw to. So I don't know. I feel like they need to fix that ASAP if this Kansas City Chiefs team wants to go far in the playoffs, and not even much just go far in the playoffs, but actually try to win another Super Bowl. Honestly, what was petty to me when you are at a game or when you're in a game and stuff like that, and one of your defensive players, like Chris Jones, is holding out and he's sitting in the stands. Don't get me wrong, Kansas City defense, they started off very shaky in the first three quarters, but you could see them coming into their own by the third quarter, fourth quarter mark and stuff. You know, they really did step into their own in general, but you could see that if Chris Jones was there, the game would be a lot different. Same thing with if Travis Kelce, the game would be a lot different, but, you know, hey, that's neither here nor there. They lost. Let's talk about the Lions real quick. With the Lions, I'm really shocked of how they used Jahmyr Gibbs. I really thought that, because, and I'll say this, like, people that has watched Jahmyr Gibbs from either from Alabama or Georgia Tech, you get that vibe of Alvin Kamara type player. And to not saying that they didn't use him well, but you could tell they had more trust in David Montgomery than he did with Gibbs. I think middle of the season or somewhere down the line in this season, you know, hopefully, I think that you're going to see him get more and more involved into the game plan. And I think that would do wonders for him, because, like, at some points in that game, I do feel like the Lions' offense was kind of stale. I do feel like the Lions did have a little bit better weapons than your Kansas City Chiefs. And arguably, if you look at the tight end position, with Kelce being out, they had him at tight end. Running back position with David Montgomery and also with Gibbs there, they had him at the running back position. Wide receivers, you would have to give it to, you know, Detroit on that one with St. Brown, Reynolds, and the rest of that crew. You had to give that edge to them. But David Montgomery came in, did what he did, 21 carries, over 74 yards, one TD. With Josh Reynolds, four receptions, over 80 yards. I believe St. Brown, I know he had a touchdown. I want to say he had over probably like 5 catches or so, something like that. But outstanding work for them. I do think that at times that that offense was a little bit stale, and they need to work out some of those kinks. You could tell where a Jameis Williamson, being that he's suspended for the 6 game, where he could fit into that offense and make that offense a lot bigger than what it already is. But, you know, with that suspension, you got to work with what you got. However, I do think, like, if they get a lot, not just bringing David in for, like, well, not David, but Gibbs in for, like, your little quick little gadget plays and stuff like that, I do think if you put some screens in there and not just try to run him like he's a, you know, bruiser running back like a Henry or a Nick Chubb's type back. You know, he's, like I said, he's an Alvin Kamara type running back. So, like, use him as such. And I would even say he's like a Christian McCaffrey type running back. So, like, you use him in space. Get that man in space. And I feel like you could honestly use David and him on the field at the same time and, you know, work like that. But, like I said, at moments you can tell that they moved, like, I'm not even much going to lie, they did move the ball very well at times, and then at times it was just like, it was kind of cringy a little bit. Defensively, I do think that the Lions, they have a good young defense. I will say that, like, from Brian Branch picking the ball off, taking it back down, taking it back for pick six, awesome job. Like, shout out to him, because, like, hey, Alabama, Roll Tide, you already know what it is. But like I said, you know, with him, and then another player that really, really, and I'm going to be honest with you, stuck out to me, and I think I already knew he was probably going to stick out to me, was C.J. Gardner. Honestly, I think, and this is for me, I feel like had he not went to Philly last year, I don't think he would have been, I'm not saying he wouldn't have been the player, but Philly showed the league how to use C.J. And the Lions benefited from that, because C.J. was all over the place. Like, I'm be honest, I don't think it was one series that I watched on that defensive side when he was on defense that he was not somewhere around that ball, you know. And when you have a defensive player like that, it just makes your defense flow that much smoothly. And honestly, you can see why a lot of people has picked the Detroit Lions to win that division, because they have a young nucleus, and they have a good mixture of young and old veterans that knows what it takes to either A, win a division or get to the playoffs. So, you know, that helps them a lot, and it was evident in game one. I do think that if Pat had a little bit more help, the game would have been a little bit different. For God's sakes, he was the leading rusher for this team. You know, carried the ball 6 times and for 45 yards. And a lot of that, what a lot of people don't, well, probably understands or look at, a lot of his stuff is not design runs. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of Patrick Mahomes stuff is not design runs. It's scrambling. Like, Pat really gave those guys some time. I do feel like on one of those, I wouldn't even say one of those, but throughout that whole game, their left tackle, I think it's either left tackle or right tackle, the dude was basically moving before the play damn near started every goddamn chance he got. So I'm surprised. But then again, you know, hey, they was playing in Kansas City, and not only was they playing in Kansas City, but hey, you know, we'll be kind of lenient because it's in Kansas City and we like Patrick Mahomes and we like the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to be leaner on, you know, that offensive line for a false starting or whatever the case may be. I do think they could have called false start on him a lot more than what they did. Even the announcers were saying that. I do want to say this before I let everything go. I do think it's kind of fucked up from a standpoint of the announcers downplaying the Detroit Lions win. They deserve. They fought hard from first all the way to the fourth, to the end of the fourth quarter, to get that victory over Patrick Mahomes led Kansas City Chiefs team. But like what the announcers did say that I was like, that's kind of fucked up. Was, oh well, if you kind of got to put an asterisk by this win because hey, they didn't have Chris Jones and hey, they didn't have Travis Kelce. If they had those players, and yeah, you know, they would have arguably won this. Well, we will never know because guess what? They wasn't there, and to take that away from or try to take that away from the Lions is a little bit sad. I'm just going to be honest. It's a little bit sad. Next up for the Lions will be my Seahawks. And next up for the Chiefs, I would believe it will be the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it's looking to be a real interesting season to start off with. So, you know, I'll probably drop another one after, you know, either college or NFL. So then, man, y'all continue to be blessed and have a blessed one, man.